Family.
Alliance for the Brave, a program that advocates for our active military, veterans, and first responders. Presented by Homebridge Financial Services, Gear Services Web Design, and Steve Sewell, Farmers Insurance of Texas. Alliance for the Brave, serving and empowering those who serve our great country in the line of duty, with a focus on bringing the core leadership values of honor, duty, and service to our communities. America, let's take action to take care of our brave men and women who put their lives on the line to serve us locally, nationally, and around the world. It's time to tune in, join in, and plug in with us on the USA Radio Network and around the globe on Armed Forces Radio Network. Welcome to Alliance for the Brave.
In the air everywhere, you're listening to Alliance for the Brave. I'm Jim Blythe, U.S. Navy veteran, certified senior advisor. Joining me, the number one, the best, the absolute fantastic Ron Abrams with the Texas Veterans Commission.
Good morning.
Good morning. I mean to tell you, it's cold in
Dallas.
Yes,
it is. You know what? And the wind is blowing, too. So the wind chill factor, oh, man.
Oh, yeah.
I even lost my hat out there. That's why I'm out here with the bald head today again.
Oh, do you need a spec? I've got another hat that says Navy. Would you?
Oh, no.
Hey, man, what a absolute. If you're watching us on Facebook, and thank you for joining us, and you see all that fog, it's because it's cold out there.
Yes, it
is. And
the
wind chill is 22 degrees.
Yes.
And it snowed this morning, and I'm like, really?
Yeah, it's crazy. Ironically, in Arlington, we didn't get any snow, but it was definitely cold enough.
Well, Ron, excuse me. You've got some guests calling in. I believe we've got them on the line. Why don't you introduce them, brother?
You know, this gentleman I'm about to introduce, I met him roughly 2.5 months ago. And ironically, he's one of my fraternity brothers. And I'm going to read a little bit of his history real quick, and it'd be great to have him on the show to talk about what he's going to share with our listening audience. He currently serves as a real estate agent with the Keller Williams Realty in Park Cities and DeSoto. He retired on December 31st, 2015, after 21 years of service with the United States Marshal Service.
Wow.
Now, get this, though. Prior to that, he served 13 years in the United States Marine Corps. And this guy is like, what, 6'5"? I'm gonna let him correct me on that, though. But
6'5".
6'5". Yeah. Real tall guy, but very intelligent. And now he's operating also in the fraternity as our sergeant at arms as well.
Yeah, guy that big with a U.S. Marshal background and a Marine. I got to tell you, if he says go, I'm on the way.
Oh, yes. But without further ado, let me introduce Mr. Reginald Bradshaw. Reggie, welcome to the show, sir.
Well, thank you, Fred. I appreciate you. Thank you for having us on this morning.
I want you to know, though, your height does not intimidate me, though. It does not intimidate me.
Well, let me just correct the record. It's not 6'5". I wish I was. It's 6'1".
Well, you're towering. You're towering over me. I'm six even, but you're still towering.
Hey, Reggie, I got to tell you, what your service background in the Marine Corps? What did you do in the Marine Corps?
Actually, I started off as a Motor T guy. But then, of course, everybody in the Marine Corps is a what they call ground pilot or grunt. But then I went into – actually, I was a service guy, so I was in the military postal field and then became a postal inspector. So I was going around inspecting all of the stations throughout every unit, making sure that they were operating. You know, because it's rare when you're dealing with the military, regardless of where you are, overseas, particularly when you're overseas, is mail is one of probably the most critical things for folks, because that keeps them connected to their loved ones and to their the stateside things that's going stateside. So that was a very, very critical element of what we were doing. So that and allowed the morale to continue to stay way above where it needed to be. So that was my connection and my service that I provided for my 13 years as a Marine.
Well, as everyone knows, we're experiencing a government shutdown right now. But I do thank you, applaud you, and thank you for your service as well for over 34 years of government service. 34 years. That's amazing.
Oh, yeah, been pounding the ground for the community and still doing the same as a real estate agent. So I thank you again for having me and D'Angelo. I'm sure you guys will introduce him in a very short term.
So. Oh, yeah. Go ahead and introduce D'Angelo, buddy.
Yeah, I'm impressed at the fact that he's able to get people to come on with him, too, because this young lady really impressed me with her bio. She is currently the operations manager at U.S. Lending Partner, where she manages and directs daily activities for the mortgage operations department there. And she oversees all the lending functions, which also include, sales, processing, closing, and funding as well. 27 years in the mortgage industry. And she also did some educational background there, too. But I'll definitely let her talk about that. But again, D'Angelo, welcome to the show. D'Angelo Lyall
Fleeks. Thank you so much.
Now, correct me.
That's correct.
I did pronounce the Lyall right.
You did. It's D'Angelo Lyall.
Outstanding. Thank you. But again, thank you.
And I'm only 5'3" and a quarter, by the way.
Okay. So, well, I'm not intimidated then. I'm not intimidated.
And I'm not intimidated either.
D'Angelo, remember, dynamite comes in small packages.
I agree.
There you go.
You know, I have a lot in common with you guys. It's kind of amazing. I worked my way through the University of Texas in residential real estate and had my broker's license in 1973 before I came back to Dallas and was in commercial real estate. And then I got into the mortgage business in 94, taught it and have done it. Now I'm a specialist with reverse mortgage lending. But I have literally been in real estate. My dad worked for a real estate development company. So I've been in the business since I was about 9 years old, to tell you the truth. And so there's some things I want to ask you guys because I think it's important.
Well, I don't want to skirt past her educational background, though. D'Angelo, tell us a little bit about that. Your educational background.
Well, I love math. I love numbers. So that's mostly what I do behind the scenes at U.S. Lending Partners, crunch numbers and make sure that people's finances are in order to get them ready for a mortgage. But also my passion is teaching higher education math, mostly to calculus, algebra 2,
wow,
and trigonometry to math students. I feel, like math is a science that builds on itself. So if kids don't get it in, let's say, junior high, then it's just a struggle throughout their lives. And so I love teaching kids math, especially if they want to get it. And when that light bulb sort of goes off, it's just a rewarding feeling. So that's really a huge, huge passion of mine, and I do that on the side as well.
That is so important in today's society and business because people don't really understand math and don't understand how math builds all kinds of capabilities and things. So my hat's off to you.
Thank you.
Now, one thing I want to learn about is the real estate world. And we've got two great guests here on the show today. And I throw this question to either one of you. Tell us a little bit about the home buying process, the process itself.
Well, let's very quickly, and then a lot of people think that the home buying process is difficult. It could be extensive sometimes, but it's actually relatively simple, as long as you have the right people helping you. The first step is always to find a great, awesome, talented, informative realtor.
Yes.
And you're talking to them right now. So
yes,
throw that
most
out
definitely.
There. But that's actually the first process is really to find a professional who's going to take care of your needs and get you what you need when it comes to real estate. Real estate is purchasing a home is a very, very, very major process. So you don't want to go at this thing alone or through some Google website search or anything like that. You want to make sure that you have someone who's informative, who has the information you need to, get you where you need to get to. And, of course, someone you can trust. That person is going to analyze your needs in consultation, step by step. after that, you begin to obtain the financial pre-qualification and pre-approval process. And D'Angelo is going to talk a little bit more about that. And then after that pre-approval process, we begin to look at properties. And then once we look at properties, we select a property that's going to fit your desire, your need. After we select that property, and I'm going through this relatively quickly because I know we have a lot of information to cover. And after that, we make an offer on the property. Once you make an offer, you begin to negotiate and counter offers and things like that. And once your offer is accepted, both parties agree. There's an exchange of some what we call earnest money and option fee. Then we do the inspections. We go through. Then after that, we complete the entire mortgage application through your credit, your appraisals, and the other verifications. Then we get all this underwriting through a title company. Then we schedule surveys. Go through to finish everything with the title company. And the final thing is we go to closing, and then you take possession of your new home. So that's it in a nutshell. But during the course of the conversation, we'll have an opportunity to talk more specifically about each area. Oh, so I'll let D'Angelo add a little more to it as well.
Yeah, most definitely. And don't worry about the rush. We're going to be sharing your contact information as well. And of course, you guys are welcome back to the show anytime you want to come back. But I wanted to get to a question that was really looming on my mind, and that is, what is the difference between a veteran and a civilian buying a home? What are some of the major differences there?
Well, from a realtor's perspective, there's really no difference in a veteran and a civilian, because all of the qualifications, all of those kinds of things are the same. The real difference is the benefits, but the entitlements that veterans have compared to what a civilian population has. Like, for an example, a veteran, because of his service, has the ability to purchase a home with absolutely no money down. There are programs on the civilian sector that allow the same thing. But this is kind of an automatic thing for a veteran. And then if there's some other things once you purchase a home that you may be entitled to. For example, you're going to, if you have some level of disability, you're going to be entitled to some exemption off of your property taxes. A lot of people just don't know that. And there are so many other things that are associated with being a veteran home buyer. But let me allow D'Angelo to step in and talk from a financial perspective, the differences, if she really thinks there are any.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. I think the biggest thing is the, the no down payment requirement. That's huge. It's going to save, because on a typical, let's say, FHA loan, which is also a government-insured loan, there's a minimum requirement of 3.5%. And so on VA, it's zero. So that's huge. The appraisal process is a tad bit different because we do not order that through our appraisal management service. The appraiser on a VA loan is chosen directly by VA, and so we sort of lose control in that realm. So that's another little difference in our process, because the times can be a little bit more extenuous when it comes to getting that appraisal back. And then the other thing is, the other programs don't require a termite inspection, but VAs require a termite inspection on all the loans.
I personally think that's a good benefit. Tell you what, D'Angelo and Reggie, let's come back after a few words from our partners and get more into this pre-qualification. And let's talk about credit and income for a veteran, because I think that people need to know it's not as hard to make it go as you think it is. And I think that this is tremendous program, as well as we can talk about the Texas Veterans Land Board, the opportunities there.
Oh, and any workshops you guys have coming up, too.
You bet. Any first-time buyer home workshop. So this is Jim Blythe and Ron Abrams. We're talking real estate this morning. What's your biggest asset? Your home. What's your biggest expense? Your home. How are you going to get there? Well, we've got a pair of great people on the line. to listen in. It's going to get better.
This is a national health alert from the healthcare hotline. Are you on Medicare and/or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 888-998-7225. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule. Thousands of doctors, health specialists, and professionals recommend Balance of Nature as a way of improving their health. Listen to a few unsolicited success stories from doctors that not only recommend it, but use Balance of Nature as well.
I look at Balance of Nature, and I look what it's doing for me as I've started taking it, and for the patients that I have that are taking it, it's been phenomenal watching the changes that have happened and how much healthier and how much more energy that they have. I haven't heard any negative feedback from any of my patients who have been taking the product. The thing that amazes me with it is that it's so simple.
When you call, use discount code USA, and we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
We've been fighting the war on drugs for a long time. We answer the phone 24/7, 365 days a year. On a busy night, we answer hundreds of calls. This war on drugs needs our intervention.
Since 2014, Addiction Hope and Helpline has helped people struggling with drugs and alcohol.
When the phone rings, we help people when they need it the most. When we get a caller into treatment, it feels good. It's a blessing.
If you're struggling, drinking, using, and need to get clean, don't suffer alone in silence. Call Addiction Hope and Helpline.
Our people understand, and many are also in recovery. Call for support and strength. You can call for someone who can't or isn't willing. It's an act of love. Together we can help you beat this thing and erase addiction from your vocabulary once and for all.
Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
The Northwest Sun is the new online news source that covers all of Northwest Tarrant County. The Northwest Sun is the online source for local news, events, job postings, and stories that matter to you. The Northwest Sun, serving the people of Northwest Tarrant County. Log on to thenwsun.com or just click the link on your streaming player to visit the Northwest Sun website. If you live, work, or play in Northwest Tarrant County, you'll want to bookmark thenwsun.com to keep up with your community. The Northwest Sun, because news happens every day.
You're listening to Alliance for the Brave on the USA Radio Network and around the globe on Armed Forces Radio Network, honoring, serving, and empowering those who serve our great country in the line of duty. Today's program is presented by Homebridge Financial Services, Gear Services Web Design, and Steve Sewell, Farmers Insurance of Texas. Learn more about our mission and how you can plug in with us at AllianceForTheBrave.com. Now, back to the conversation.
Make it easy. Welcome back. This is Jim Blythe with Ron Abrams, and we're talking about getting into the best investment you can get, a home. Joining us is Reggie Bradshaw and D'Angelo Lytle Fleeks. I hope I said that right, Ms. Leakes.
Yes.
I think it's important that veterans know, because I've been doing this since 1972, but I think it's also important for veterans and people to know that in going through the pre-qualification process, you really need to understand credit. You need to be working with a good mortgage banker who understands your needs, and many of the things that have to do with VA lending make it not only better for a veteran, like you just said, zero down, you can get the seller to pay the closing costs, but some of the other requirements are not as stringent as, for instance, a conventional loan where you have to put quite a bit more down. Can you go into that a little bit about how that is better for veterans?
And before the Angela, because she is the money expert, the credit expert, but before she does, well, I just want to make one thing perfectly clear for every veteran. The fact that you are able to purchase a home using a VA loan is a benefit, but not an approval. Let me be clear. Using your VA loan is a benefit, but not a financial approval. A lot of people think that simply because I'm a veteran, I'm automatically approved to buy a home. No, you're just automatically approved for the process of a VA loan once you become credit approved. So I just wanted to throw that out there and punt it rest over to DeAndre as she talks about the credit process. Go ahead, Dee.
Well, and that's very correct, because most people, call it a VA loan, so they think they're actually getting a loan from VA. And so every veteran thinks that they're automatically entitled to that. And so, but essentially what's happening is they're getting a loan through the financial institution, and the VA is insuring a portion of the loan. They're insuring up to one-fourth of the loan amount. And so with every other program, those loans are insured as well through mortgage insurance. When you get an FHA loan, that's insured. When you get a conventional loan, that's insured by Fannie Mae. It's purchased and insured by Fannie Mae at that point. But the one thing I love about veteran loans is they are not paying on a monthly basis. They're not paying their mortgage. They're not paying some sort of mortgage insurance. When you close with a conventional loan and even an FHA loan, there is that monthly expense, and it can be pretty costly because it's based on credit score in some cases. There's that monthly expense of paying for mortgage insurance, which is different from their homeowner's insurance. Homeowner's insurance covers catastrophes with their home. But mortgage insurance, it's strictly for the mortgage company. It's for the mortgage company's protection that in the event that the loan goes into default, that entity will insure paying that lender back a portion of their loss. So with a veteran loan, a portion of that loan is insured as well, but that the cost of the mortgage insurance is not passed on to the borrower on a VA loan. So that's huge on a monthly basis for a veteran. I love that one feature alone. If there's no other benefits, there's not the monthly expense of mortgage insurance on a veteran's loan.
Absolutely.
Dee, can you tell them a little bit about the, for a lot of folks, there is a minimum credit score with regard to conventional loans, VHA loans, and things like that, but there's
right.
no real requirement.
There's no real requirement. Correct. There's no minimum score for veteran, but usually what happens is obviously the lender are going to have their own risk overlays. And so whereas VA may not have a credit score requirement, a minimum credit score requirement to insure the loan, that lender will. And then there's, this whole world of automated underwriting and artificial intelligence. And so we enter the specific information in the computer for the borrower, and then it tells us whether or not the borrower is approved in most cases.
Well, let's also mention that there are outstanding underwriters out there who can take a look at your credit situation, and they can override some of that if you have a lot of medical
Absolutely.
Charge-offs, for instance. So it's important to get with a good lender. And U.S. Lending Partners, how can we reach you?
Absolutely. We can be reached at by phone, 972-439-5363. And that's 972-439-LEND, L-E-N-D.
All right, tell you what, when we come back, we're going to hear more from Reggie and from DeAngela talking about helping a veteran get into a home. and we're going to talk about the market. So this is Jim Blythe with Ron Abrams. We'll be right back after these words from all of our partners.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Special Counsel Robert Mueller's office is disputing the accuracy of a BuzzFeed report that suggested that President Trump told his personal attorney, Michael Cohen, to lie to Congress about building a Trump Tower in Moscow in 2016. Spokesman Peter Carr says the report of special statements to the special counsel's office and characterization of documents and testimony obtained by the office are not accurate. The longest federal government shutdown is entering its fifth week, and President Trump is set to make an announcement about it this afternoon from the White House. He says he's ready to make a deal with Democrats. In a video posted to Twitter, he said this.
Everybody knows by now that our southern border is a humanitarian crisis. It's also a national security crisis.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you could start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Call Cody & Sons Plumbing for life's unforeseen events. For 50 years, Cody has met the plumbing, heating, and air conditioning needs of businesses and homeowners across the Metroplex. Did you just turn on your furnace and did it go? Call Cody at 972-870-9444. Better yet, call them today for a preseason checkup and cleaning to prevent those problems. Want to save money with a tankless water heater? Call Cody at 972-870-9444. From garbage disposal installation to full bath remodels, the experienced folks at Cody & Sons are your plumbing, heating, and air problem solvers. Ask the experts about their MVP programs and easy financing, too. Call Cody at 972-870-9444. Go online to CodyAndSons.com. That's CodyAndSons.com. Or call today at 972-870-9444. Keep this number for gas leaks and other emergencies. 972-870-9444. Cody & Sons Plumbing.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
In 50 feet, turn left. Why are you driving so slowly?
After a few drinks, I'm taking it slow.
Well, you're not fooling the cop behind you.
What?
Get ready to pay in 0.1 miles.
Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Today's program is brought to you by Homebridge Financial Services, Gear Services Web Design, and Steve Sewell, Farmers Insurance of Texas. Visit us on Facebook or online at AllianceForTheBrave.com. Join the conversation by calling 214-810-TALK. That's 214-810-8255. And now back to Alliance for the Brave on the USA Radio Network and around the globe on Armed Forces Radio Network.
Welcome back. You've got Ron and I, and we're talking about your biggest investment and how to make it work for you with Reggie Bradshaw and D'Angelo. Guys, I am so thrilled to have you come on and talk about my world, which is what I love. One of the things I want to make a point, Reggie and D'Angelo, the Federal Reserve has said it's going to raise interest rates some more. While we've seen a little downtick lately, I tell people, if you're going to buy a home, if you're going to refinance, now is the time to do it. And Reggie, we have seen home prices go up probably as much as 10 to 15% per year for the last 3 years in Dallas. I think if you're going to buy a home, this is the time to get in the game, or you'll pay more all the way down the line. Wouldn't you agree?
I would definitely agree. Definitely, for sure. And we are at a point, like, you know, you're talking about the interest rates. You know, the Fed is still talking about that. It hasn't happened yet. But, you know, interesting you say that, and as, particularly as it pertains to the Dallas-Fort Worth area, you know, the some stats just came out about the best place to buy a home right now. And Dallas, actually, Fort Worth area rated in the top 10 of the best places to purchase a home and the current time with the current prices and the current interest rate. So, yeah, you hit the nail on the head with that one, Jim.
Well, and one of the big things, too, because all of my realtors and brothers in Homebridge are telling me that there are more and more properties coming onto the market since the holidays. So the opportunities are out there. I want to go back to one thing, though, D'Angelo, because you and I live in the same world, the importance of getting pre-qualified. My personal opinion is 75% of the credit reports I see have mistakes in them that can be corrected. And a lot of people don't understand how the income qualification works. Do you want to talk a little bit about that? Because a VA loan is different than a regular conventional or FHA loan.
And also, how long it even takes to get qualified.
Well, so all of that is sort of relative. The time length of the process really depends on, you know, how motivated the borrower is to get their documents in. I think that sort of sets the pace for whether or not this is going to be a long process or a short process. We can get these done in about 30 days, and that's including the inspection time. We sort of lose control over getting the appraisal in, but then also we lose control over the time that the title work comes in. But all of that still is regulated, and those third-party vendors will have a time frame in getting those instruments over to us as the lender. But when you talk about credit, and I was just sharing that with Reggie, you know, I really don't want people to put themselves in a credit score box because, as you mentioned before we went to the break, we have the ability to do what's called manual underwriting. Obviously, if you've got a 700 score, you know, the computer is going to automatically give you approval in most cases. But if you don't fit in that box, we tend to look at things on a real person's scenario. So let's say, for instance, number one, we don't look at medical collections, but medical collections, if they're recent, tend to drop your score. So you may have a low score, but if it's due to medical or mostly due to medical, we can underwrite around that. So you may not have the score, but your credit history may be great. We're not going to penalize you for those medical collections. And we can do what's called a manual underwrite, and that's where a live underwriter does not use the automated system but manually gives you an approval. So that's big. Don't try and underwrite your own loan. Don't try to analyze your own credit. Get with a mortgage professional. We're here. It doesn't cost you anything to call and discuss your credit, your particular credit scenario.
One of the things that I have experienced, because I did a lot of financial counseling for the Denton County Veterans Court, and guys and gals would tell me, oh, I can't possibly qualify because of blah, blah, blah. And that's not necessarily true. So I think it's important to get with a professional, because also if you've got some things that need extra documentation, I want to tell you a quick story that will emphasize the need to go to a professional. I had a lady come to me, D'Angelo. She had a 575 credit score. That's about as bad as you can get, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah. Had five major charge-offs. I got 10 pages of medical records And I was able to get that loan approved. So when you're talking about a manual underwrite that D'Angelo is talking about, that's the power of being able to do that with an FHA or a VA loan. And I did that with an FHA loan. So you want to go to a professional like D'Angelo. Again, her telephone number is 972-439-LEND, 5363. And she is at uslending.com. I think it's also a lot of people, a lot of people have been hurt because they have bought a home from a seller finance situation and they didn't go through a realtor, Reggie, and they didn't get with a title company. It's so critically important that you have someone like Reggie to help you and you go through a title company because you have no idea as a real estate professional how many people have come to me and I come to find out they bought a home, owner financed it, and that person didn't even own the home. Nobody went through a title company. That is,
right, that is absolutely, you're absolutely correct in that, Jim. And that's like we tell people all the time, hey, you wouldn't go conduct surgery on yourself for a major injury or affliction that you had. You go to a doctor or a surgeon. You're not going to pull your own teeth. You're going to go to a dentist.
So, unless you're a Marine.
First percent. That's true. Okay, I had to give you that one. Yeah, but I mean, purchase and all, it is a major step. That's why you want to be guided with a solid real estate professional who's going to be looking after your every need. The home buying process should not be a difficult process for any potential buyer simply because all they should be doing is waiting on the information for the real estate to certify and provide them. Yeah, certainly there's internet out there, web, so you can be well informed as to what to look for, what to expect, but the actual information needs to come from a certified professional. But
that's what was worrying me. I'm just a novice in this game. As a veteran, first time home buyer, what are some of the do's and don'ts I need to pay attention to?
You know, I'm glad you asked that question because we have this thing called our 10 commandments of real estate, 10 commandments of do's and don'ts when you're doing in the middle of the process. So just like the 10 commandments of life, we have 10 commandments of real estate. And it's just the top 10. There's so many other things that you don't want to do. One, don't change jobs or become self-employed or quit your job. Now changing jobs, as long as it's in the same profession, you just increasing your pay. That's something totally different. But going from a accountant to going to selling real estate, for example, that's not you want. You don't want to change professions like that. So if you're improving your profession in the same field, that's okay. But going from one field to another, you don't want to do that. Don't buy a new car or truck. you might find yourself end up living in it if you do that. So we don't want to do
hey,
that.
Reggie, I had that happen to clients of mine because we were approved. We were about 4 days away from closing. They went out and bought a brand new Volvo. And guess what? They pull your credit right before you closed. And there
exactly.
It was.
All the way up to the end, Jim. You're absolutely
wow.
Right.
I that talk about that list. All the time. You will be surprised of how many people hear the word you're approved and they hear, okay, you're scheduled to close. The title company's got you scheduled for next week. And they have been eyeing that new car, and they go ahead and purchase it because they think all they heard was, you're approved and you're scheduled to close. We have what's called quality control, and our credit agencies allow us. It's not even a new pool. It allows us to see everything that you're doing all the way up until the day that you close as it relates to your credit. Any new inquiries, if you open a new bank account and they pull your credit, we can see that all up until the day that you close and fund. And so we will stop the presses on your closing date if we pick up a new car.
That's amazing.
And that was the next thing. Not just buying a new car or truck, but once you get approved, don't go out there and charge up a brand new dress, a brand new using your credit cards and doing all this shopping, even buying new furniture. You don't
new
want
furniture,
to do that.
So, correct.
Your card, credit still is a point of contention all the way until the end.
Absolutely.
Don't spend the money that you set aside for your closing.
That's amazing.
Don't spend the money that you set aside for your closing because you're going to need those funds when it comes time to close.
Don't omit
any debts or liabilities from your loan application. Include all of your information because that could cause a problem. Go ahead, Jim.
All right. I'm going to ask a question. Unfortunately, I know the answer. But this is important, too, because a lot of people have been through divorces and various things and sometimes business failures. And maybe you got a bankruptcy. D'Angela, people can still get a home if they've had a bankruptcy. Tell us a little bit about that.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. There are seasoning requirements, and those are those time frames are diminishing as we evolved as a country and certain, you know, catastrophic events happen. Foreclosures, it's been 2 years since the foreclosure ended, then we can definitely get you into a new home. And again, all of this is still relative case by case. People need to not just have a certain time frame in mind, but actually call, because obviously we're going to look at it from a make sense standpoint. If you've had a foreclosure and it was due to an isolated incident, but you're back on track, everything's been going great since then obviously that's a loan that we'd be willing to take a risk on. But we wouldn't if you've had a foreclosure and you still seem to be somewhat struggling with getting all your finances in order. But we do have a get ready program to get people on track, recovering from those events that, you know, happen in life, unfortunately, divorce, bankruptcy, foreclosure. We do have a get ready program for those customers.
Well, before time escapes, Reggie, if you can, give us your contact information as well.
Oh, yeah, I can be reached at area code 202-528-8232, 202-528-8232, or by email at r.bradshaw@kw.com. That's r.bradshaw@kw.com.
Do you have a website, Reggie?
Yes, my website is kind of almost similar to my email. It's r-bradshaw.kw.com. r-bradshaw.kw.com.
And D'Angela, tell us what your website is and where people can look up U.S. Lending Partner.
Pretty easy. www.uslendingpartner.com.
All right, and I want to make a point that now is the time. I'm creating a sense of urgency, which a lot of people might go, well, why are you doing that? I have been in this business since 1972, since probably most of you guys were before you were born. I'm telling you, what we're going to see in Dallas-Fort Worth and in the United States in the next few years is home appreciation. We have seen home appreciation. May not be as much as it was. What we're also going to see is interest rate inflation. And these things have an impact on what you can afford to buy. In my opinion, now is the time to get with a partner like Reggie or get with a partner like D'Angela. Now, D'Angela, here's one of the other things that I think is important for people to know. VA has a streamlined program to help somebody refinance, really save some bucks on that deal, and can make things really easy. Tell us a little bit about that.
One of my favorite programs, interest rate reduction loan. We pull a mortgage history. As long as you're paying your mortgage on time, it's just that simple. We're not verifying income. We're not pulling a full credit report. We're just looking at mortgage history. And so we've got a customer, you're at currently at, I don't know, 6% interest rate. As long as we're reducing the interest rate, you've been paying your, you know, current mortgage on time, stands to reason you would pay a lesser mortgage amount on time. So we're just going to flip you to a lower interest rate, low documentation, so easy. One of my favorite products.
Without
Absolutely.
A doubt. All right, tell you what let's do. When we come back, let's wrap up talking about your most important investment. And let me tell you something, Ron. Not only is having a job important because you're in charge of helping people get a job, but having that home, having that stability,
exactly. Yeah.
That means everything to a family.
And I want to hear some secrets, guys. Can you guys share some secrets when we come back?
Well, you know what the biggest secret is? get up off the couch and get going, because if you don't, you're going to lose out. This is Jim Blythe and Ron Abrams. We're talking real estate this morning, so stick around as we wrap it up and help you to get your biggest investment and get the expenses under control. We'll be right back.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule. Thousands of doctors, health specialists, and professionals recommend Balance of Nature as a way of improving their health. Listen to a few unsolicited success stories from doctors that not only recommend it, but use Balance of Nature as well.
I look at Balance of Nature, and I look what it's doing for me as I've started taking it, and for the patients that I have that are taking it, it's been phenomenal. Watching the changes that have happened and how much healthier and how much more energy that they have. I haven't heard any negative feedback from any of my patients who have been taking the product. The thing that amazes me with it is that it's so simple.
When you call, use discount code USA, and we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Listening to Alliance for the Brave on the USA Radio Network and around the globe on Armed Forces Radio Network, honoring, serving, and empowering those who serve our great country in the line of duty. Today's program is presented by Homebridge Financial Services, Gear Services Web Design, and Steve Sewell, Farmers Insurance of Texas. Learn more about our mission and how you can plug in with us at AllianceForTheBrave.com. Now, back to the conversation.
This Saturday morning, it's a beautiful day in the neighborhood, a little bit cold, but if you want to join that neighborhood, then you need to tune in and listen as we talk with Reggie and DeAngela about getting home. Ron?
And I just want to know when DeAngela's book is coming out. She's got one of those author's names, DeAngela Lyall Fleeks. When's your book coming out? Book on finance,
it's
anything.
Still in this is the making.
No, I really appreciate you guys coming in, but or calling in. If you can, share your contact information one more time. And I would like you to at least give two or three more of those Ten Commandments.
Oh, okay, I got you. Yeah, my information again is 202-528-8232. Are we still there?
Yeah, yeah. We're still there. Chris, I'm who sorry, does a brilliant job, wasn't paying attention because I was distracting him and he hit the wrong button. Sorry.
Okay. So, yeah, 202-528-8232, r.bradshaw at kw.com. Deandre, you want to give yours again real quick?
Yes. Our business line is 972-439-5363. That's 972-439-LEND, L-E-N-D. And our website address is www.uslendingpartner.com.
And I think
it's important. Let me throw these last.
Yeah, please do. No,
Okay, I'll throw these last three or four Ten Commandments we have. Do not go looking for new credit. Don't be trying to open up no new credit cards, no new furniture accounts, because you know you're going to buy a
furniture.
House. So do not originate new inquiries into your account. Do not make any large deposits or large withdrawals without first checking with DeAngela, whoever your loan officer is. Do not change bank accounts. I mean, people think that that's not a big deal, but that could create a red flag. So do not change bank accounts. And finally, do not co-sign on a loan for anyone. Thou shalt not co-sign on a loan for anyone. So those are all about top 10 commandments of what not to do when applying for a real estate loan.
Let me give you my number one commandment. Go to a seasoned professional and listen to what they say and work. I get called all the time. I partner with banks and people tell me about these online services that they went through and some of the horror stories I hear. I got to tell you, sit down with a seasoned professional. Get the information you need. Have somebody you can talk to and relate to. And that's not only a realtor, but a mortgage company. Wouldn't you guys agree? Because otherwise, you're going to be out of business.
Absolutely.
Without a doubt. Like I was saying, you wouldn't go do surgery on yourself. You're not going to go pull your own teeth unless you're a Marine. Any real major decisions, you want to make sure that you're consulting with the professional in that field, because that's how you're going to get the most bang for your dollar. So,
and do you guys agree with me that because I'm in the business, I say now is the time. I think we've got a great situation lining up, and that this should be the time people are getting out there and looking and finding ways to do this.
Oh, without a doubt, every day is the best day to buy a home, because all you're doing is increasing your net worth. This is an investment in your life. It's an investment in you. It's an investment in your family. So, purchasing a home, because every dollar that you spend in rent, you're paying for somebody else's dream. So why not pay for your own dream?
Absolutely. Build your own wealth.
And you're leaving that legacy for your children as well.
Well, I got to tell you, it's important. So, Reggie Bradshaw, man, it's so great to have you on board today as we're talking about your biggest investment. Now, you specialize in the Park Cities and where else? Duncanville, I believe?
My specialty is the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex.
Okay.
So, anywhere in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, I can aid in this issue. Like I said, Keller Williams Network is humongous, so... we have a footprint throughout this entire metroplex. And for all those listeners, it's not just in Dallas that I can assist you, because I'm a certified military relocation professional. I'm a part of the Heroes for America. That's what my specialty is. So it doesn't matter whether you're going from California to Maine or anywhere in between. I can help you with any real estate needs that you may have, whether it's buying, selling, or investing.
I think that's really important. DeAngela with U.S. Lending Partner, thank you for being on board as well. This has been a tremendous discussion. Guys, please come back as we talk about real estate as we get into the spring. Ron?
Yeah, definitely come back, you guys. Come on back.
All right, we're going to be coming back in just a few minutes, and we're going to be in our second hour talking with the great Colonel John Antall. We've got something really exciting for you. It's not just leadership, but it's a history lesson that's going to help you succeed. This is Jim Blythe and Ron Abrams with Alliance for the Brave. We will be right back for the second hour after these words.
News, talk, weather, sports. This is 1160 AM KBDT, Highland Park, Dallas-Fort Worth. Big D Talk. The news starts now.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump says he's going to make a major announcement at 3 o'clock Eastern Time. He'll talk about border security and the government shutdown. California's governor says he received what he called a jaw-dropping, extraordinary letter from the U.S. Department of Labor. Gavin Newsom said he will stand by his pledge to pay unemployment benefits to TSA agents who are working without pay during the shutdown, even though the Department of Labor told him not to do it.
We have firm foundation, firm legal footing to do it, and the Department of Labor, in essence, threatened us. And with respect, we will not be intimidated by that threat.
Newsom says the workers who accept unemployment benefits will be expected to reimburse the state once they receive their back pay. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
BuzzFeed is defending its story suggesting the president told Michael Cohen to lie to Congress about a proposed Trump Tower in Moscow. On Friday, a spokesperson for Special Counsel Robert Mueller disputed the report. At least 21 people are dead after a gas pipeline exploded in Mexico. Someone drilled an illegal tap to steal fuel. Dozens more were injured in the blast. The White House has announced a second summit with North Korea. The president and Kim Jong-un are aiming to meet sometime at the end of February. The North Korean leader has been trying to stay in touch with Mr. Trump by writing letters. Over the past year, Kim has sent 6 letters to the president in an effort to build and maintain a personal relationship with him. Officials from both countries are holding off when it comes to marking the actual date of the summit in February in case they need to delay the meeting. This is USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
A former Chicago cop who shot a teenager 16 times gets a lighter-than-expected sentence, USA Radio's Rick Vincent reports.
Former Chicago police officer Jason Van Dyke, sentenced to 6 3/4 years in prison in the fatal shooting of black teenager Laquan McDonald. Attorneys made their closing statements Friday, with special prosecutor Joseph McMahon saying Van Dyke should be sentenced like any other offender convicted of second-degree murder and 16 counts of aggravated battery.
He should be and must be held to the same standard and face the same consequences for his horrific, devastating conduct.
Van Dyke could be out in less than 3.5 years with good behavior.
The Pentagon has identified 3 of the 4 Americans killed in a suicide bomb attack claimed by the Islamic State in Syria this week. USA's Chris Barnes has more from Washington.
Those who have been identified as having been killed in the attack, 37-year-old Army Chief Warrant Officer Jonathan Farmer of Boynton Beach, Florida, but based at Fort Campbell, Kentucky, 35-year-old Navy Chief Cryptologic Technician Shannon Kent of upstate New York, but based at Fort Meade, Maryland, and a civilian, Scott Wirtz from St. Louis, Missouri. Those and a fourth person, a civilian who's not been identified yet, were killed in the suicide bombing in a northern Syrian town on Wednesday, which also wounded three U.S. troops. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. The home of the brave.
Alliance for the Brave, a program that advocates for our active military, veterans, and first responders. Presented by Homebridge Financial Services, Gear Services Web Design, and Steve Sewell, Farmers Insurance of Texas. Alliance for the Brave, serving and empowering those who serve our great country in the line of duty, with a focus on bringing the core leadership values of honor, duty, and service to our communities. America, let's take action to take care of our brave men and women who put their lives on the line to serve us locally, nationally, and around the world. It's time to tune in, join in, and plug in with us on the USA Radio Network and around the globe on Armed Forces Radio Network. Welcome to Alliance for the Brave.
We are the USA. In the air, everywhere around the world, you're listening to Alliance for the Brave. I'm Jim Blythe, U.S. Navy veteran, certified senior advisor, mortgage banker, real estate guru. Man, I've been around, but we are here today to help you to be really successful. Joining me, Ron Abrams.
Indeed.
The District, Ron Abrams. Yeah,
District Outreach Coordinator, Texas Veterans Commission. If you guys are transitioning from the military and you need help with that transition, we're talking by way of employment. Even if you're trying to, you know, increase your service-connected disabilities, entrepreneurship, women veterans, we have programs to help you out in every single one of those areas.
You know, national statistics say that everybody who makes, the vast majority of people who make New Year's resolutions, give it up by today. But this is an important aspect of your life. It's all about leadership for yourself and doing the things that are going to make you successful. And how do you learn about success? How do you learn about leadership? Well, let me tell you, I've got on board calling in one of my very dear friends who is the leader of leadership, Colonel John Antal. John, good morning.
Good morning, Jim, and good morning, Ron. And,
good morning, sir.
Good morning to everyone listening.
We're so thrilled to have you talking today because it's so important that we help people in January get on the right track. And we're talking about leadership, and we're talking about the 75th anniversary of D-Day and all of the lessons there that can be applied to us today.
Right. This June, in 2019, June 6, 2019, will be the 75th anniversary of the Normandy invasion that happened on the 6th of June, 1944. And because it's the 75th anniversary, it really has an important message to give us today. And many of the veterans who will be going to Normandy, or at least who are still World War II veterans who are still alive today, you know, we'll be thinking about that day, and it will be a very special time because the next major anniversary, which would be the 100th anniversary, very few, if any, of them will still be alive. In fact, the chances are that they will all have passed because the greatest generation is passing in greater numbers every day just because it's their age. So here we are. How can we learn in all walks of life? How can we learn to rise to the level of our leadership and to raise that level of leadership? And one of the ways to do that is to talk, discuss, and learn about the leaders of the past. So in the next several months prior to the June 6, 2019 75th anniversary of the D-Day Normandy invasion, we want to, on our radio show, talk about the lessons that you can learn and to increase your level of leadership from the heroes of D-Day. And so we're going to be talking about this at least once or twice every month on these shows to try to give you an opportunity to see that history is not something that's just dead and past, that you can, in fact, pick up a book and you can learn. And, in fact, one of the first things we want to talk about is that if you want to be a better leader, if you want to lead in anything, in real estate, in finance, in business, as an entrepreneur, with your family, with your local government, with your country, you have to read to lead. I have never met an effective leader who does not read voraciously. When you study all of the great leaders and all the great entrepreneurs in the history of the world, you'll see that they always were thirsting for knowledge and trying to learn. In other words, they were trying to be learn-it-alls, not know-it-alls. Learn-it-alls, not know-it-alls. So if you want to learn, if you want to be a better leader, you have to read to lead. And if you want to read, one of the things you can do is you can start reading. Since the 75th anniversary is coming up, you can start reading books about D-Day, and particularly learning the leadership of the people on D-Day who did extraordinary things, who were normal people very much like you and I, but who stepped up to the plate, did the extra training, led their forces, and were able to do things in a very dramatic and a very effective way so that we could have our today. Because what they did, quite frankly, was they sacrificed their today for tomorrow, which is our today. They sacrificed their energy, their lives, so that we could live in a world free of fascism, so we could live in a world where the Nazis didn't rule, so we could live in a world where we could live up to all of the ideals of our Declaration of Independence and our Constitution if we so work for it. And since we have to work for it every day to maintain it, learning how to lead is one of the things we should all do.
Without a doubt, too, I'm going to make a plug for a very special book I have sitting in front of me. I'm going to show it for our Facebook audience. It's the 7 Leadership Lessons of D-Day. And let me tell you, there, John, you wrote it. It's an incredible book. I think it has so much that really relates to us today. One of the friend of mine the other day was saying, well, that was 75 years ago. No big deal. Let me tell you something. Had these men not made this decision, had not made this sacrifice, Hitler was very close to having a nuclear weapon, and they were very close to having a long-range strategic jet bomber. Most people don't know that. If this had not had happened, that war could have been very, very different.
That's very true. And what if history can always bring out some great discussions? Because people say, well, you know, it happened, so it was easy. Well, it wasn't easy. And one of the things we want to talk about today was the simple decision to go and what it took for Eisenhower to make that decision. But to your point, Jim, if D-Day had not happened, and when it did, or if D-Day had happened and failed, it would have resonated across time. If on the 6th of June, 1944, we had tried to invade the beaches at Normandy, and the Germans had crushed that invasion, if they had killed our soldiers and driven us back into the sea, it would have taken us another year in order to launch a second invasion. And if that had happened, Eisenhower would have been relieved because he had failed miserably. Other generals would have been changed. All of those things would have changed, and history would have spiraled into a completely different timeline that none of us could understand. And if the Germans had had one more year where the Allies were not advancing on their facilities that were making their rocket engines and their missile engines and on their facilities that were making progress in studying how to make a nuclear weapon, who knows? They might have had a rudimentary atomic bomb by 1945. And then who knows what would have changed? They would have probably dropped it on the Russians. The whole world war would have changed, and we might have ended up with a stalemate, and there still might be a Nazi Germany today. And thousands, if not millions, extra people from that war would have died. So the things that they did, the leadership that they showed was crucial, and it made our today, and it's a valuable lesson for us to learn.
And, you know, John, the decision to go forward really came down to one man, and I'm going to tell you, my opinion is that was not a simple decision. It had to do with the weather. It had to do with tremendous preparation. It also had to do with a whole lot of subterfuge. If they managed to convince the Germans, they weren't going to do it there.
That's exactly right. And those are some of the things that we'll talk to in detail as this show continues. So you need to stay tuned as we talk about all this, because the leadership lessons that you can learn just from General Eisenhower are lessons that are not just lessons for a general or lessons for a strategic leader, but lessons that happen that actually impact every leader. Every leader has to work in an environment of uncertainty. There are no leaders that know exactly how tomorrow will be. No one can tell what tomorrow will be like. Now, you can set yourself up for success, and Eisenhower did that, and so did many other leaders in preparation for the D-Day invasion. You can set yourself up to be at the best that you possibly can be, but nobody knows what tomorrow will be like. And leaders always have to be able to operate without complete knowledge. They have to be able to take a decision. And one of our challenges is in business and in everything else that we do, some leaders wait and wait and wait until they can get what they consider perfect information. And when that happens, normally that decision is made too late, and they lose the good business deal. They lose the opportunity. They lose on the ability to improve the lives of their teammates, or they lose the battle in the case of Eisenhower. And we want to talk about that, because Eisenhower's decision on D-Day was not a done deal. And as no one knows tomorrow, in Eisenhower's day, no one knew what would happen if he had launched the invasion that had failed. And imagine the weight of that decision. You know, almost 500,000 soldiers, 5,000 ships, thousands of airplanes, all of this has to happen in a carefully orchestrated plan. And we'll talk about some of the details of that as we go through the show today.
You know, one of the things that had to be really facing Eisenhower was the fact that one of Germany's greatest generals of all time, Erwin Rommel, had prepared all of these defenses. This was not just a run-up into an open beach. There were specialized mines. There were specialized equipment. There were bunkers. There were guns. There were troops there. This whole deal was terribly well defended, and it could have gone just the other way.
Absolutely. In fact, what's interesting about the German chain of command is that it is typical of most dictatorships. Adolf Hitler, the commander of Nazi Germany, ruled by fear. He was afraid that some of his generals, if they had too much power, might overthrow him. So therefore, he always liked to divide things up so that they were competing against each other. And that's exactly what he did in France. He had two generals. One, a guy named Rundstedt, who was a field marshal. Field Marshal von Rundstedt was one of the most famous generals of the German army at the time. He had never lost a battle, had fought on the Russian front, had retired and been pulled back from active duty to be in charge of France, and he was in charge of all of the defense of France. But at the same time, Adolf Hitler, being a dictator and being a man who doesn't trust anyone and being paranoid, he put Erwin Rommel, his most popular general and a man who he knew very personally because Rommel had led his personal bodyguard, he put Rommel in charge of the beach defenses. And that's where you see these horrible beach defenses that he put up, because Rommel had great energy.
It could have gone the other way. One of the other big decisions, I think originally they were going to invade on June the 4th, but the weather went south on them. They had to make some tremendous decisions.
Well, that's exactly right. And we'll talk about exactly what happened on that weather decision, because all of us have to make weather decisions. All of us have to make decisions on whether you go or don't go. So think about this. You're going to get ready to go on a family vacation, and let's say you want to start off, but the weather starts to turn bad. So you have to make a decision, and you have to make a decision in time, and that's what Eisenhower had to do,
make a
decision in time.
And this morning you had to make a decision because you were up in McKinney where it snowed. So
not too much, but just enough to keep the roads.
Yeah, I sure wish you were here, because This is such an important conversation as it affects people's lives in learning leadership and learning. So, John, tell me real quickly, where can people get in touch with you? Because you have a great website.
They can go to American-Leadership.com. That's American-Leadership.com. They can also go on Amazon.com and look at my books, Seven Leadership Lessons of D-Day, Seven Leadership Lessons of the American Revolution, and many others.
All right, we're going to be right back with Colonel John Antall, helping you to get all you need to do to be successful today. This is Jim Blythe and Ron Abrams and Colonel John Antall. We'll be right back.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making with Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them, so you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315, 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315, 800-634-1315, 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
You're listening to Alliance for the Brave on the USA Radio Network and around the globe on Armed Forces Radio Network. honoring, serving, and empowering those who serve our great country in the line of duty. Today's program is presented by Homebridge Financial Services, Gear Services Web Design, and Steve Sewell, Farmers Insurance of Texas. Learn more about our mission and how you can plug in with us at AllianceForTheBrave.com. Now, back to the conversation.
We're back talking with Colonel John Antall about one of the most important days in history, in our recent history, of which there are men and women alive today that can tell you about it. Colonel Antall, you're leading us in a discussion about D-Day, and I think it's critically important that we not only remember D-Day, but the lessons that you have written down in your book, The Seven Leadership Lessons. Are you with me, Colonel Antall?
I am.
Okay, I'm sorry. Again, the leadership lessons. One of the things that I'd like to depart for just a second, there were a lot of people, what led up to D-Day? And in your book, The Road to the Longest Day, a lot of people don't understand. If I said the name Neville Chamberlain, he was Prime Minister of England, who was a very much a pacifist, and he went and just kowtowed to Adolf Hitler and said, what can we do to have peace? What can we do to have peace? And what he did set up Adolf Hitler to invade Czechoslovakia and Poland.
And yeah, the beginnings of World War II are a great case study in decision-making. The best leaders of the time, the best leaders of England, the best leaders of France, we're all trying to deal with an inexorable enemy, Adolf Hitler. And they thought that if they were only able to talk with him and communicate with him and maybe compromise with him, that he would be a nice guy. But that wasn't the case. He was out to get his objectives, and he was out to kill anyone that he didn't like and didn't want to listen and compromise. So what happened was, they kept trying, and you got to give them credit that they believed in peace and their hearts were in the right place. But unfortunately, they couldn't assess the situation realistically, and they kept hoping and looking at some kind of an ideal solution that never happened. So what happened was, in 1939, Hitler invades Poland. In 1940, he invades Norway, France, Belgium, Holland, and he wins in 3 weeks. He beats the greatest power, France, at the time, the greatest land power in Europe, in 3 weeks. And it's just a stunning and staggering defeat. The British are almost completely annihilated. They're able to escape some of their forces from Dunkirk. And then we start a long struggle where Hitler eventually tries to take down the United Kingdom, Great Britain, by air power with the Battle of Britain. He fails in that. There's a big struggle in Africa. Hitler invades Russia, and most of his effort goes into Russia. And so it's not till 1944, which is 4 years after France fell, that the Allies were able to put together a force with now the Americans involved in the war after Pearl Harbor, which happened on the 7th of December 1941. So now we have the United States involved, and the United States and England, great allies, and all the other members of what were then called the United Nations. They are all in England trying to put their forces together to attack Hitler's vaunted Atlantic Wall. And this Atlantic Wall was, as you said earlier, a very, very difficult tactical barrier to crack. And it would take tremendous planning in order to do this. Now imagine that you want to take your family on a trip somewhere, and you really want this trip to go well. If you do that, you have to plan. Well, imagine planning for 500,000 soldiers. Imagine for planning for 5,000 ships, thousands of aircraft, all of the food, fuel, equipment that it takes to do that, all of the briefings that have to occur, all the training that has to occur. This is a monumental operation. So it was scheduled to happen on the 5th of June, 1944. But it didn't.
It didn't, and yet their training got them there. Now, very quickly, Colonel Antall, you are going to take a group of men and women to Normandy. When?
Yes, I am. We're going to be going to Normandy, France, the 10th through the 18th of April, 2019, and you can join us.
Okay.
All you have to do is contact us on the Alliance for the Brave website. We have information on the trip right there at Alliance for the Brave. Anyone who wants to come can join us, and you will have a trip that you will never forget.
Now, I'm going to make another plug. VFW's got their midterm in Austin. We will be broadcasting from the VFW Mid-Year Convention in Austin, Texas. I want you guys to plug in, and this is a great way to do it. So,
shout
Ron
out
Abrams,
to Lynn Toomer.
Yeah, and Jim Blythe, we're here.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump says he's going to make a major announcement at 3 o'clock Eastern Time. He'll talk about border security and the government shutdown. California's governor says he received what he called a jaw-dropping, extraordinary letter from the U.S. Department of Labor. Gavin Newsom said he will stand by his pledge to pay unemployment benefits to TSA agents who are working without pay during the shutdown, even though the Department of Labor told him not to do it.
We have firm foundation, firm legal footing to do it, and the Department of Labor, in essence, threatened us. And with respect, we will not be intimidated by that threat.
Newsom says the workers who accept unemployment benefits will be expected to reimburse the state once they receive their back pay. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
I went to have my blood test done a few weeks ago, and I met the doctor, and he was really encouraged by my progress, and I showed him what I was taking, and he started looking at all the ingredients, and he said, I'm really impressed with the shiitake mushroom. And he said, this stuff, it could clean out your arteries. And I'm like, oh, wow. He said, you may be onto something here. And he said, you just keep that up, and maybe you can start cutting back on your medication. And he says, you're helping your health by doing that. And I'm like, whoa, endorsement by the doctor.
When you call, use discount code USA, and we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
If you're better than good, better than great, you deserve perfect. You deserve distinctive concrete concepts. Perfect USA-made industrial quality floors and coatings for your garage, shop, man cave, fire station, airplane hangar, even your forklift cubby. This is brand new technology, completely customizable, endless color and design possibilities, totally chemically resistant to all aeromotive and automotive fluids, even the ones that go through big box store imitation floors like a plasma cutter through a red velvet cake ball. These exclusive floor coatings are 3 times harder than your concrete. Extreme. Extremely durable, 9,100 PSI. Do you know what that means? It means you have to pass by the big box pretenders and get your perfect lifetime quality floor coatings for less money.
Hi, I'm Ashley McGill. I own the place. Call me, 972-569-7237. And girlfriends, this is perfect for your she shed. Ask us about adding glitter.
Call Distinctive Concrete Concepts at 972-569-7237. Go to their Facebook page. Ratings, reviews, videos, before and after looks. Distinctive Concrete Concepts.
The Texas VFW is a voice for veterans, deployed members of our armed forces, and their families. With over 74,000 members and 325 posts statewide, the VFW provides support and legislation that ensures our veterans are recognized and rewarded for their service. Last year, the Texas VFW donated more than $3.4 million in community service activities and scholarships for Texas youth. Join 1160 AM KBDT Saturday morning, January 26th as Alliance for the Brave with host Jim Blythe and Robin Valletudo comes to you live from 9 to 11 a.m. from the Texas VFW Midwinter Conference in Austin. Guests will include junior state representative candidate Lynn Toomer, who will share conference highlights on Alliance for the Brave. Sponsored by EGA Construction Services, LLC, a veteran-owned business with over 25 years in the industry. EGA Construction Services is your one-stop shop for all your construction needs. To find out more, visit AllianceForTheBrave.com.
Today's program is brought to you by Homebridge Financial Services, Gear Services Web Design, and Steve Sewell, Farmers Insurance of Texas. Visit us on Facebook or online at AllianceForTheBrave.com. Join the conversation by calling 214-810-TALK. That's 214-810-8255. And now back to Alliance for the Brave on the USA Radio Network and around the globe on Armed Forces Radio Network.
Welcome back on our radio ship. This is Jim Blythe and Ron Abrams, and we've got the best leader in Dallas, in my opinion, Colonel John Antal. Colonel, again, history you can read. It is so important to read, but it is also important to lead, and you are leading some wonderful people on a chance to go to go to Normandy, excuse me. And by the way, one of your buddies, J.P. Hogan, who went with you to Korea, said it was one of the greatest adventures of his life. Please tell us again, how can people connect with you to go to Normandy? What a great opportunity.
Yeah, thank you, Jim. I think it's really important that people think about in their lives what they can really experience. So you have an opportunity to join us the 10th through the 18th of April, 2019. So this coming April, 10th through 18 April, we're taking a group of folks from Dallas to Normandy, France. And you will absolutely be immersed in the Normandy invasion. You will have interactive exercises that will teach you what it was like to actually be there. And you'll have a chance to have a very memorable experience. We're going to go to primarily the American areas of the D-Day experience, but you're going to see things that people normally don't know about, and these things will impact your daily life because it will teach you how to be a better leader. So it's not just a tour. You can go on many tours where you spend most of the time on the bus, but this is a leadership experience that you'll never forget. So if you want to find out about it, go to the Alliance for the Brave website, and you'll see the D-Day leadership experience there, and you can contact me about this trip there. Or you can also reach me at American-Leadership.com. Send me an email, and I'll send you all the information. But this trip is going to be one of those that you should put on your bucket list. If you want to get there and see what D-Day was like, you want to go before the 500,000 people show up in June at the 75th anniversary and you can't get a hotel room. So we've got it all organized for you.
Yeah, I don't think you could even get on the beach in that deal. But
no.
To go back to some of the things, you were talking about the preparations. You were talking about also the weather preparations. They did everything. They trained and trained and trained. And as a Marine once said, and I believe it was also an Army colonel, you fall to the lowest level of your training. These men were trained and prepared when they got ready to go. And you know one of the statistics that amazes me? Some of the things I've read said there was over 156,000 people totally involved in the invasion, of which 2,000 Americans were killed and about 4,000 altogether were killed on the beaches of Normandy.
Yeah, we had that many casualties on the first day. So when you start talking about battles like Normandy, the casualty numbers are tremendous compared to what we've experienced recently. Now, every casualty is horrific, but the battle casualty lists of World War II were sometimes staggering, and it could have been worse. For instance, imagine how the Germans might have won on D-Day. They did not use gas warfare, but what if they had? You know, they did not use their V-1 rockets to strike the beachhead, but what if they had? They did not mass their air force and try to protect it, getting ready to make a surprise attack whenever the Allies landed. But what if they had? There were so many things that could have gone wrong with the D-Day invasion that when you actually study it, you just are so overwhelmed by the leadership of the Allied commanders from Eisenhower all the way down who made it happen. The weather situation you mentioned is particularly interesting. What's funny is that weather impacts war like most people don't understand. I mean, we have a tendency to live our lives today irregardless of the weather. But the weather can make tremendous changes to your life. Just ask the people in the north of the United States today who are stuck in one of the major winter storms. So imagine that you're getting ready to invade Normandy, And you need the moon and the tides to be exactly right, because you have to have a certain window where you can drop airborne troops at night. So you need a full moon. And the tides have to be at low tide so that you can get your troops ashore, so that you don't have to run your landing craft across the German obstacles. So there's only so many days in each month where those conditions occur. The Allied planners knew that. They knew exactly what those days were in May. They knew exactly what those days were in June and exactly what those days were in July. And it's only 3 to 4 to 5 days that you can do this with optimal conditions. So May came around and the Allied forces weren't ready. They needed more landing craft and more preparation. Eisenhower sets in May that the invasion will be on the 5th of June, 1944, because that's when the tides, the moon, and the status of the invasion preparations would be at their best. On the 3rd of June, Saturday, the 3rd of June, Group Captain James Martin Stagg, who is the senior weatherman for Eisenhower, and this man had a tremendous weight on his shoulders. He had to report to Eisenhower every day about the weather for the invasion. And he had with him two competing groups. One group of Allied weathermen were Americans, and one group were British. And neither the British or the Americans could agree, and Stagg had to come up with his own decision. So Stagg talks to Eisenhower at a meeting at 0400 at 4 in the morning, because Eisenhower would have a morning meeting at 4 in the morning every day prior to the invasion. And on the 3rd of June, only 2 days from when they were supposed to launch, Stagg issues his report for the weather of the 5th of June. And he predicts that it will be cloudy, stormy, windy, with a cloud base of 0 to 500 feet, too windy to disembark troops and landing craft, and too cloudy for all the important bombardments and for the aerial and for the airborne forces. So he says to Eisenhower that it's impossible weather. So Ike looks at that and says, okay, let's wait for the latest information, and we'll wait until the 4th of June. Now imagine what's going on during this time. We have soldiers and sailors already deployed. They're in ships. The ships are bouncing up and down the waves. Everybody's getting seasick. Jim, you know a little bit about ships.
I know a great deal. Fortunately,
that's right.
I never got seasick, but I got to tell you, it can be a miserable thing, especially when you got to do something like what they had to do.
Right. Well, what is an 8-foot swell? Can you explain that to people?
An 8-foot swell is a huge, I mean, think about something that's 8 feet tall, it's moving, and it just doesn't happen once. It's constant. It keeps going. And it's also the wind, and it can turn you around, blow you down. It's a terribly difficult situation. An 8-foot sea is a pretty, pretty strong, violent sea. So you're right.
Yeah, so here we have 8-foot swells in the English Channel. And we have soldiers on these ships, both American, British, Canadian, and also other Allied forces. And they're on these ships, and of course, they're not sailors. So how many of them are seasick, do you think, Jim?
I would say an awful lot, because once you get one sick, it tends to fall to everybody.
Exactly right. And so, you know, we have a really bad situation here, and the weatherman is saying that the weather is so bad that maybe it will sink most of the landing craft. Now, there was an invasion that the Japanese were preparing against. The Chinese were trying to invade Japan back in the 13th century. The Chinese Mongols had this huge fleet, and this wind came and just bad sea waves and these huge waves and this bad storm came and wiped out the Mongol fleet. They called that wind a kamikaze, which is where you get the Japanese name kamikaze from in World War II, where they're bombing our ships.
Divine wind.
Yeah, that's right. So what happened was, in the past, in history, weather has stopped invasions cold. And Eisenhower was well aware of this. So he's trying to do everything he can. So he has another meeting. And at 21:30 on the 4th of June, he meets again with his guys, and Stagg reports that it isn't going to work, and that the 5th of June is just bad, but he believes that the 6th might work. No guarantees, but the 6th might work. So Eisenhower takes the difficult decision to postpone the invasion 24 hours. So instead of invading on the 5th, he postpones it to the 6th. Now imagine what's happened. All of the orders that went out for the airplanes now have to be changed. All the submarines that are in the water now have to somehow get orders. All of the ships at sea have to do this, and they're doing this under radio listening silence. That means they cannot use their radios. So how do they communicate?
I got to tell you, it wasn't easy. It's called semaphore.
That's right. And at night, you have to use light signals. So between light signals and flags, they're now telling some ships were almost to Normandy, and they had to turn back. So imagine that situation. And now Eisenhower is faced with, if I don't go on the 6th of June, the next likely date is the 15th of June. And imagine what happens if he has to postpone that. So far, he's been able to fool the Germans. The Germans do not know that the invasion is going to happen, and they do not know it's going to happen in Normandy. They believe that the Allies have to take a port, so therefore the landing will be at some place where there's a port. And they think it's going to be at a place called the Pas-de-Calais, because all of the bodyguard of lies that the Allies have put together, all their intelligence information, was used to fake out the Germans to believe that the Allied invasion would happen at the closest point between England and France, which is called the Pas-de-Calais. And that would also get them closer to the ports at Antwerp and other places, which are really important because you cannot feed, fuel, and arm an army without a port. So we had, by the way, a secret weapon called Mulberries, which was a floating port that the Germans knew nothing about. So we were able to put up a port wherever we wanted to go, and that's why we were able to land at Normandy. But here we are with Eisenhower, told by Group Captain Stagg, his weatherman, that he can't land on the 5th. Everything has to change. So all the orders go out. All this information has to be put out. All these planes have to be delayed. All these ships have to be repositioned. All the minesweepers that are trying to get through the minefields, they have to hold back. All of this is happening. And then we're waiting for the weather call. And so we have another meeting. And this time, the meeting at 0400 on the 5th of June, the rain is so strong that it is hitting the windows of the place where Eisenhower is having his meeting. He's in this house called the Southwick House. And the rain is coming down so strong, and the hail is coming down so strong, that they can barely hear themselves talk inside the room. They have to use shutters on the outside doors to keep the windows from being broken, and everything's being flown back and forth from the strong wind. And when that happens, the American weathermen have told Stagg that the weather's too bad, and the British weathermen say it's too bad. And Stagg has this one weather report from Nova Scotia, no kidding, that says the weather will be barely possible for an invasion on the 6th. The chances are low, but that it will be perfect, but it will be barely possible, so minimal conditions. So Stagg has to stand up in front of all of the officers there who are working for Eisenhower. There's a group of about 12 officers. They are senior leaders, admirals, and commanders of the Air Force and generals. And Stagg says, "Sir, we will have barely minimal conditions for your invasion on the 6th of June, should you want to do it. If you decide to postpone, the next day is the 15th of June, where the weather, the tides, and everything will be right." So Eisenhower, being the kind of leader that wants to hear what everyone thinks, because he was a learn-it-all, not a know-it-all, he would listen to everyone. Now, he still knew that he had to make the decisions. The final responsibility rested with him. But he wanted to listen to what they said. So he said, "What do you think?" And he would ask each leader. And it was no or go. It was no or go. Some would say go, some would say no. It was about half and half, which means there was no consensus, but he wasn't taking a vote. Eisenhower wasn't taking a vote. He wanted to know what people thought, because these were the smartest men in the, you know, in the group. These were the best officers that we had leading our forces, and he had to rely on their experienced judgment. So there he sat, silent. Some say as long as 5 minutes. He said later on that it was just a few seconds. But in those moments, I assure you, time must have really been slow, because the entire fate of the invasion depended on whether he made the right decision. If he decided to go and those 8-foot swells went to 15 feet, there's no way that the invasion would happen. Everyone would fail.
Yeah, on the other side of that, John, and the other side of that coin is the longer they waited, the more problematic it was going to be that the Germans would figure it out. I tell you what.
We'll tell you what happened.
Yeah, we're going to tell you when we come back. But we're talking about leadership, and we're talking about going to D-Day. Go to our website, Alliance for the Brave, to find out how you can join John Antall. Also, go to our website and find out how you could join us down in Austin for the VFW convention. It's important for you to plug in with events like this. So tune in, plug in, and be a part of Alliance for the Brave. Ron Abrams and I'll be right back as we finish up the final thoughts about D-Day and lead you into our next discussions about how important this history is. This is Alliance for the Brave. We'll be right back.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
The Texas VFW is a voice for veterans, deployed members of our armed forces, and their families. With over 74,000 members and 325 posts statewide, the VFW provides support and legislation that ensures our veterans are recognized and rewarded for their service. Last year, the Texas VFW donated more than $3.4 million in community service activities and scholarships for Texas youth. Join 1160 AM KBDT Saturday morning, January 26th, as Alliance for the Brave with hosts Jim Blythe and Robin Valletudo comes to you live from 9 to 11 a.m. from the Texas VFW Midwinter Conference in Austin. Guests will include junior state representative candidate Lynn Toomer, who will share conference highlights on Alliance for the Brave. Sponsored by EGA Construction Services, LLC, a veteran-owned business with over 25 years in the industry. EGA Construction Services is your one-stop shop for all your construction needs. To find out more, visit AllianceForTheBrave.com.
Lighting, it's key to a rated home, and Fashion Lamps at 4414 Lovers Lane in Dallas has stylish lamps and shades to complement your decor. Have a lamp that needs rewired or repaired? Fashion Lamps can fix it. They also reline lampshades and clean and repair chandeliers. Fashion Lamps has a large selection of shades and unique finials that can update the look of any lamp. Call Fashion Lamps today at 214-987-1004 and get 20% off lamp and shade purchases. Remember, Fashion Lamps.
Dan Zinger and Delano Attorneys, Houston. Attention, have you been diagnosed with lung cancer or mesothelioma? Did you spend your life working hard in a shipyard or in the railroad industry? Were you a pipe fitter in the oil or gas industry? Maybe you worked in construction or are a proud Navy veteran. If you worked in any of these industries, there's a likelihood you worked with and around toxic levels of asbestos. If you've been diagnosed with lung cancer or mesothelioma and were exposed to asbestos, you may be entitled to significant compensation. Call 800-814-5199. Our attorneys have been fighting for over 20 years to make sure that mesothelioma and lung cancer victims get the compensation they're entitled to. Our guarantee to you is that we only get paid if you get paid. So if you've been diagnosed with lung cancer or mesothelioma and were exposed to asbestos, you may be entitled to significant compensation. Call now, 800-814-5199. That's 800-814-5199.
Every hiring manager knows that a company is only as good as the people it's made from. So where do you find the best people? That may surprise you.
Meet the grads of life, young adults of unique determination and experience, an ideal fit for your company in an entry-level position, internship, or even mentorship. They might not have every qualification you typically look for, but they're exactly who your company needs.
This is talent worth knowing about.
Go to gradsoflife.org to learn how to find, cultivate, and train this great pool of untapped talent. Brought to you by the Ad Council and gradsoflife.org.
Having issues with your car or need service? When I do, I drive right down to Auto Pros in Addison. Auto Pros is a locally owned and operated full-service shop with low labor rates. Chris and his team at Auto Pros can service all domestic, European, and Asian import vehicles. They have over 50 years of under-the-hood experience and will treat you right. They focus on fixing your concerns, not selling you something you don't need. Come see the pros at Auto Pros. Find them at www.autoprosaddison.com or call 972-243-4070. Auto Pros.
And now a moment of leadership with Colonel John Antel, U.S. Army retired.
Fear is a reaction. Courage is a decision. All of us face fear. All of us are afraid. In certain circumstances, that fear can paralyze you. But leaders have to cycle through that fear. They have to cycle through the fear more rapidly than others, and they have to decide to act. It takes courage to act. Decide on courage. I'm Colonel John Antel, American-Leadership.com.
You're listening to Alliance for the Brave on the USA Radio Network and around the globe on Armed Forces Radio Network, honoring, serving, and empowering those who serve our great country in the line of duty. Today's program is presented by Homebridge Financial Services, Gear Services Web Design, and Steve Sewell, Farmers Insurance of Texas. Learn more about our mission and how you can plug in with us at AllianceForTheBrave.com. Now, back to the conversation.
Hi, Jim Blythe and Ron Abrams. We're bringing this ship into port today with the great Colonel John Antal. John, we're going to be wrapping up here in just a second, so I'd like for everybody to know again, I want to be repetitive about your wonderful trip to Normandy, because that's a chance to take your book, The Seven Leadership Lessons of D-Day, and turn history into reality.
Yeah, this is a great opportunity for anyone in the Dallas area who wants to join us. Anyone actually in the sound of our voice who hears this from any place can join us. Come to Alliance for the Brave website. Put in Alliance for the Brave, and you will see the D-Day leadership experience. Or if you want, you can go to American-Leadership.com and contact me directly. But this is all about a great trip to Normandy, 10 through 18 April 2019. 10 through 18 April 2019, we'll also spend a day in Paris. So you'll have a chance to see not only the Normandy battlefields, but you'll get a chance to see the main sites in Paris. And this is a great opportunity to be immersed in World War II, to be absolutely in interactive situations that will increase your leadership, and to have a memorable experience that you will never forget.
Let me tell you, as many of the people that went on that trip with Colonel Antal to Korea have come back and told me it was one of the greatest experiences of their life, and they had fun as well. So I highly, highly recommend it. Colonel Antal, what is your closing thoughts, and where are we going? We're going to be talking about this more, right?
Right. Well, Eisenhower made the decision to go on the 6th of June. The invasion occurred, and although there were challenges, we won. And we won because of Eisenhower's leadership. So all remember right. this. We're going to talk more about Normandy in the weeks ahead.
All right. Please stay tuned for what we're going to be talking about in the future. Also, stay tuned in the next hour for Pete Prasad and his wonderful discussion about medical costs and asthma. This is Jim Blythe and Ron Abrams with a special prayer to all of our active duty military and our veterans and those men and women serving in armed forces around the world. God, please take care of you and protect them. This we pray in Christ's name. This is Jim Blythe saying thank you for being with Alliance for the Brave.
Twilight's last gleaming, whose broad